Chapter 6, Finding Your Way Around. Chapter Overview. This chapter deals with ways of working out the best route to take your passenger to his or her destination. The importance of route planning, planning your journey, reading a map, how to use your GPS. 6.1, The Importance of Route Planning. As a professional SPSV driver, you are expected to get to a destination quickly, knowing your area better than most road users. Collecting and dropping off passengers safely and on time is a very important part of the job. If you are unsure of the best route to take, you can check a map or use technology like GPS and phone apps to help you find your way. The advantages: it saves time, it promotes safety, it reduces fuel costs, it improves customer satisfaction, increasing your business, it helps avoid heavy traffic and delays, it supports the environment with smarter eco-driving. Route planning tools. Sometimes the best route from A to B is not the shortest. Good navigation is not just about having the latest smartphone or GPS. Effective destination management is a combination of experience and knowledge, everyday communication tools, digital technology and applications. Experience and knowledge. Experience. Over time, drivers develop an understanding of the areas they operate in. For example, how long a journey will take at different times of the day or the best routes to take. The longer you drive as a professional SPSV operator, the easier it will become to find your way around. After passing your SPSV driver entry test, you can use modern technology to help you find your way. Knowledge. As an SPSV driver, you will also get to know popular locations and landmarks like hotels, airports, hospitals, stadiums, train and bus stations, and tourist and entertainment areas. To help grow your knowledge, you can do the following. Record or note things like shortcuts that can save time, and which daily destinations are slow during certain weather conditions or times of day. Mark your calendar for important dates or events like Christmas, back to school, weather events, big sports games, or concerts. These are all situations you will get used to hearing about and planning for. Note, what you see and know will often take priority over what a device may tell you. For example, a device may show you a route through a city centre when you know there will be a St. Patrick's Day parade and street closures. Note, you are the driver and knowing your area is your responsibility. Never follow a sat-nav or GPS without using your own knowledge and expertise. Technology can be incorrect. Everyday communication tools. To keep up to date on traffic and incidents in your area, there are some day-to-day tools that are very useful for professional drivers. Updates from your dispatch operator and offices can offer real-time information and help with alternative routes. National or local radio stations give regular traffic updates. Local Gardaí, councils and AA Ireland may issue roadwork alerts or updates via their website or app. Social media groups can also share information, but ensure that you set up voice assist and only check your phone when you are not driving. Digital technology and applications. Today's SPSV drivers may use mapping technologies to help plan routes and navigate the road. Technology can improve driver accuracy, safety, and service quality, but you should always use technology in combination with your experience and everyday communication tools. GPS. Before we look at how to read a map and use a GPS in the next sections of this chapter, here is a short explanation of how GPS technology works. SatNav, or satellite navigation, and a GPS, or global positioning system, work by using signals from a network of satellites orbiting Earth. At any one time, your GPS device, for example, your phone or in-car system, connects to at least 3 or 4 satellites, calculating your exact location. GPS then uses mapping software to show your position on a map and provides directions in real time as you move. Ride-hailing software, available online, uses GPS maps to quickly connect drivers with passengers. This technology has an additional benefit of reducing wasted time and increasing business. 6.2. Planning your journey. Be prepared for the unexpected. Keep your vehicle serviced and in good condition, including the navigation system, tyres, brakes, and safety equipment. Check that all the devices you need are charged and working. Have a backup plan for road closures, accidents, and event or weather-related delays. Check for traffic updates before you set off on your journey. Communication. Politely check customer directions and preferences when you pick them up. Understand and take a minute to talk through any unclear requests or destinations. Ask questions about the exact address. Use your local knowledge to suggest quicker or cheaper ways when it is okay to do so. Explain to passengers why you are taking a particular route and get their agreement. Remember, the customer's preference for a route should always be taken. Safety. Be calm and confident when navigating. Even if you are lost, use your GPS safely. It is also okay to keep the customer informed of what is happening. Do not use any devices while driving. If you are having technical issues, let the customer know discreetly yet safely. Getting the most from your GPS. You can visually connect what you see on an interactive map with actual roads and landmarks. Pin your location in real time, helping to measure travel distances. You can zoom in or enlarge areas on the map for improved visibility and accessibility when safe to do so. Adjust your route based on traffic or missed turns. Drive safely with your eyes on the road while listening to audio instructions. Note: keep the following in mind when using technology and applications to help you find your way around. Constant usage makes it difficult for you to disconnect and take breaks. Technology and apps are not 100% reliable, and using devices, even hands-free ones, disrupts your concentration. 6.3. Reading a map. Paper maps do not move or change and can take more work to read. However, they are a good backup when the internet or your mobile service is not available. Creating routes manually can help you understand routes, directions, and the layout of an area if you need to use an offline map in places where digital signals might be weak or unavailable. This section will help you understand the elements of a map so that you can confidently use a paper map when you need to. Grid references and indexes. Maps use a grid system to help pinpoint exact locations on the map. Usually, the areas between horizontal lines have numbers and those between vertical lines have letters. In town or city maps, the index contains a list of all the streets on the map, along with their associated grid reference. As an example, in the image shown on page 110, the blue square has the grid reference E5, which roughly corresponds to County Wexford. Place names. Cities and larger towns are usually written in bigger or bolder letters, or in capital letters, for example, Dublin, Galway, Cork. Map distances. Some maps include distances in miles or kilometres, measured between two markers. The example shown on page 110 indicates the distance in kilometres between Kells and Navan. Scales and scale bars. Maps also have a scale bar so you can visualise the distances on the map. The scale shows the relationship of distances on the map to the real-world distance. You can use this information to calculate the distance between two locations. For example, if the map scale is 1 to 450,000, it means that everything on the map is 450,000 times smaller than the real-world version. So if two locations on the map are separated by 1 centimetre, they are actually 4.5 kilometres apart. Map legends and symbols. Refer to page 111 for illustration. The map legend or key explains the meaning of the symbols used on the map. This includes roads, buildings or parks, and standard symbols to show the location of landmarks like schools, hospitals, railway stations, public parking and shopping centres. If you do not know what a symbol on the map means, check the map legend. Motorways. On traditional paper or offline maps, like the Ordnance Survey or AA Road Atlas, roads are typically colour-coded to help identify the different road types. There are standard colours used. However, you should always check the legend on the specific map you are using, as styles can differ between publishers and online versions. Each type of road is marked with a different colour and line thickness. Main roads are usually thicker. Refer to page 112 for illustration. Motorways, M roads, are blue. Examples, M1, M50. National primary roads, N1, N7, are usually green. National secondary roads, N51, N99, are usually green and white striped. Regional roads, R prefixed, are usually red. Roads under construction can have dashed or dotted lines in grey, black or red. Local roads are shown in yellow or white. Pedestrian streets, footpaths or areas can be pink or light brown on some tourist or city centre maps. How to find a location on a map? Follow the steps below to find a location on a map. 1. Identify the grid square your location is likely to be in. 2. If necessary, look up the exact location in the map index. 3. Use the reference from the index to find the location on the map. Very small streets may be indicated by a number rather than a name. In an index, the grid reference for a small street will be followed by the number, for example, A26. 6.4. How to use your GPS. Using GPS technology safely. Use reliable, legal and approved GPS tools and apps based on your experience and industry information. Make sure your GPS does not block your view of the road. A phone or GPS is best positioned just below or beside your eyeline, so you can look at directions without turning your head from the road. Use a strong GPS attachment or phone holder that attaches to your windshield, dashboard or air vent holder and holds the device securely. Use a secondary GPS if the first fails. This could be a backup app or even a paper map for emergencies. If using your phone for navigation, keep your phone charged and have a car charger and a backup power bank in your vehicle. Before the journey, open your GPS app before driving. Set your destination and review the route. Turn on voice instructions or assistive technology so you can keep your eyes on the road instead of looking at the screen. Do a quick sound check. Make sure the volume is loud enough to hear, but not too loud for passenger comfort. During the journey, GPS apps can use device batteries quickly. Make sure you can plug your phone into a car charger to keep it powered throughout your shift. Do not interact with the device while driving. If you need to change the route or settings, stop and pull over safely first. Note, to avoid theft, remove your GPS or smartphone when leaving the car or after finishing work for the day. Resources. Here are some additional resources and links. An Garda Síochána provides update on road safety campaigns, traffic enforcement and incident reports. www.garda.ie/en/. Irish Rail offers information on train schedules that can impact city traffic flow. www.irishrail.ie. Discover Ireland is useful for drivers working in tourism and highlights major events that may affect traffic or passenger demand. The site also has an online map. www.discoverireland.ie/. Live traffic updates on local and national radio stations. For example, RTE Radio, Dublin City FM, or Live Drive, 103.2 FM. AA Route Planner Ireland, website and app. www.theaa.com/route-planner/route. Tailtse Éireann sells maps that can help you become familiar with your area, Irish road networks, town layouts and rural locations. www.tailtse.ie. Collins Road Atlas Ireland, available at shops or service stations. OnPost supports the use of Aircode, Ireland's postcode system, which can help taxi drivers locate precise addresses. Aircodes are especially helpful in rural areas or confusing city layouts. https://finder.aircode.ie/#. A variety of GPS applications and software that provide directions and voice-guided navigation and support. For example, Google Maps, Apple Maps, etc. Available through the relevant app store.